Lee says his priority will be issues like housing, not more democracy or a free vote. He's also promised additional security laws and to increase patriotic education.
He's very bright, which is what I like about him. So I really feel Hong Kong is ready for this kind of change. And plus, he has the trust of China. That is something very, very important.
Lee's campaign suffered an early setback when YouTube shut down his account, citing compliance with United States sanctions. That means he can't visit that country, just like the outgoing chief executive.
Hong Kong people will have no say in this election. That task falls to an election committee drawn from Hong Kong's business and political elite, a committee vetted by a panel that included John Lee.